As a young girl, leafing through a book on the natural sciences, Maggie Disko was captivated by one particular photograph.
There was a picture of Darwin's study, and I thought, I could have a place like that when I grow up. And this is sort of like that.
When you enter the front parlor of her comfortable old West County farmhouse, you find yourself surrounded by skulls, skeletons, birds' nests, fossils, stuffed animals, laboratory equipment, and more. All part of the educational experience that Disko offers visiting young students as Darwin's Workshop.
The basic concept is for kids to explore and follow their interests. I have a lot of natural sciences equipment, a lot of skulls, a lot of different things that kids can look at and examine and hold and touch. So I want them to have that experience. In my ad, I ask for curious kids. Any kid who's curious about the world, I want them here.
So the parlor full of bones and other intriguing items is her way of triggering that curiosity.
I have a mechanical spider. A lot of them will gravitate to that because it's kind of a known. But then I encourage them to start picking things up. And they'll ask me about something, and I'll say, well, pick it up and bring it over here. Once they start doing that, then they start discovering things in the room.
As a longtime science teacher in Berkeley's public school system, all this is material Disko worked with for years. But doing it outside of the classroom is liberating, she says, for everyone involved.
Kids are interested in being active and not interested in lectures, so I don't do any lecturing. I ask questions or they do experiments. We manipulate things. We go for a walk. We look at tracks. We look at scat. We look at what's living in the ditches. I try to find out what the kids are interested in, and then we follow that.
Disko's workshop classes are small, just 5 students at a time, and cover chemistry, forensic science, and inventing, as well as nature. Her session on projectiles, building catapults, rockets, and paper airplanes, while learning about Sir Isaac Newton and his 3 laws of motion, are especially popular with boys. So she's thinking about creating another session just for girls.
I really want to have a Science Saturday for girls, because I noticed almost all of my summer kids were boys. And girls are just as interested as boys. I mean, they're kind of natural skeptics.
Darwin and his theory of natural selection, or evolution, has come under fire from some conservative religious factions who see it as conflicting with the teachings of the Bible. Disko speculates that the underlying basis for that challenge has more to do with fear of critical thinking than concerns about scriptural compatibility.
I think people are afraid that science is going to do something to them, and science really is a way of thinking about things. Ideally, we try to disprove our hypothesis. We don't try to prove what we know, and I think that's one of the most important things about science. And I think as people get more afraid, they get more closed and more unwilling to accept other ideas.
Ultimately, for Disko, the bottom line is offering hands-on experimentation as a lifelong way of learning.
The primary thing that Darwin did was look at things and observe and record and come to conclusions. That's what I want kids to do.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.